Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time to navigate the NFC East. We attempted this earlier, but then we ended up talking about Peace-a-thon, which I think is always a worthy cause.
Kevin, it looks like GTA 6 finally has a release date. Have you seen this, Alec?
No, I stopped caring.
Is it November of next year and they're lying to us?
November 19th of 2026.
Sure.
I'll take the over. I will take the over.
Lots of stuff happening next year, though.
You know what? By the way, just real quick from the 214, did you guys talk Stars yet? We did, but in case you missed it, the Stars winning streak came to an end after they got jobbed on a call at the very end of the game. And I know people are like, he was going into the crease. Well, he got pushed into the crease, so that goal should have counted. You should have gotten another point, which would be points in 13 of the last 14 games. And instead, they took the goal off the board, which is another bogus call because you go to Toronto and you need overwhelming evidence to switch the call because it was called a goal on the ice. And they were like, meh, well, I saw enough. No goal. Islanders win. BS. But good news is Rantanen's not going to get suspended. And also we have a Rantanen autographed puck and two lower level seats for the Stars for Peace-a-thon.
Yeah. And still haven't even, I got something coming from Kingsville with Marty Turco also that I got to add to the mix too.
Good. Cause I already wrote out that description. So I hope he does what I,
on the Jason Robertson goal, just my opinion, it looked like he was trying to spin. It looked like he was going to get puck, spin, hit the other corner, the part of the net that had been vacated. But he got pushed into the goalie. The goal, and that's not, like, I didn't see it the same way. Obviously, I'm a homer in this situation.
Yeah.
But his body did go through the goalie. Like, that is a reality that happened. But it looked like he was trying to make a different move. That being said, I'm not worried about this Stars team anymore. I was for a little bit. And
I'm
right
just
now,
pissed they didn't get more points.
I was for a little bit. And right now I'm kind of in this place where I'm just like, all right, they'll bounce back. Seeing Jane Bim back out there was nice, too, after the lung injury. Like that was scary. That was a very scary thing for any human out there.
You know what should also be scary for people right now? The Jason Robertson heater continues. We talked about it. He had three straight three-point games. Now, the bad news is that streak is at an end. The good news is, guess what happened? He scored two more goals. He scored their only two goals in that game, which means in the last four games, Jason Robertson has eight goals and three assists. He has been on freaking fire. I think that's another reason that I was bummed that you didn't at least get that goal and get a point. Now, if they could have got two afterwards, that'd have been great. But like, I want to reward Robertson yet again because they had won all those other games where he's been on his heater.
Yeah. The other thing I will say, Kevin, I'm at a point now and I hate this. It's unfortunate. I need to figure out how to love the Jason Robertson experience no matter what. You know where I'm going with this, right?
I, I was going to say, this might not be where you're going from it. You know who he is to me now? And it took me a while to figure this out. He's DeMar DeRozan. He's the mid-range god. And so, like, you're not going to see always the most flashy goals. But if you need a nice, consistent, like, in-the-middle goal, that's your guy.
Hopefully he can do that in the playoffs.
That, like, I get it.
I know he had a couple of moments in the playoffs where you're like, there it is.
I get it.
Hopefully that was a step to the next place of where, oh, don't forget, I'm Jason Robertson in the regular season and the same dude in the playoffs.
Very funny.
When that happens, that's when I'm going to be all over that train. I don't like it because I like the player.
I get it.
But I'm hoping that, I'm not saying, oh, yeah, wait till the playoffs. I need that to turn back on, though, whenever it does happen.
Now,
I want to walk into the playoffs going, I know what I got.
Yeah,
we know that this dude's gonna contend for whatever it is.
I think that's a fair perception. Look, him and Ottinger, when you get to the playoffs, not if, but when, because I think we would all be just absolutely stunned if the Stars didn't make the playoffs. There's going to be a lot on the line for those two, both in terms of perception and for Robertson for money. You know,
yes,
like
that,
look,
is an absolute fact.
If you want to go straight to the pay window for Jason Robertson, you bring that same heat in the playoffs and you'll be fine. You will not have to worry about a thing.
Matter of fact, you'll just have to say, who else wants some? And then lots of numbers will have Paul Ball on your lap.
Absolutely. All right. Navigating the NFC East, do you want to go with, and we can skip over the Eagles for now if you like.
Yes.
All right.
Nobody wants to talk about them.
Well, we will eventually. Cowboys, Commanders, or Giants, which direction would you like to go?
Let's go Cowboys.
All right. For the Cowboys, we have a couple of historic things happening for the Cowboys. In his first game as a Dallas Cowboy, Quinnen Williams had 1.5 sacks, not including the player strike in 1987. Williams is the fourth Cowboy with at least 1.5 sacks in his first game with the team. Now, again, we qualify this all the time, since 1982, because that's when the NFL pulled their head out of their ass and started counting these. Other ones were Leroy Glover, Greg Hardy, and Eric Kendricks. So not necessarily the most illustrious list of players who would have an impact with the team for a long time, but still, good for Quinnen Williams. Hopefully he has more of an impact than any of the rest of those players.
I hope so, too, because what you just laid out, because you give me these things sometimes, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Hero. And then
this one,
that's when I'm just like, all right, so he played.
Okay, then you'll like the next one. George Pickens. George Pickens has 908 yards receiving and 7 touchdowns this season. He is the fourth player in Cowboys history with at least 907 through 10 games. 900 receiving yards and 7 touchdowns. The other three, now we're talking. Bulla Bob Hayes, Michael Irvin, and Terrell Owens. What do they all have in common?
Hall of Fame.
Exactly. So that's your list that you really want to be a part of. And George Pickens.
Some Super Bowls in there, too.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
T.O. never won one.
That is true.
He lost one with Philadelphia.
Even when he went through his hyperbaric chamber to fix his broken leg or whatever it was.
He blamed that on McNabb. He said, I wasn't the one throwing up on the sideline.
And then for Dak Prescott, he's posted a passer rating of at least 168 career games, passing Tony Romo for the most in franchise history, though I'm sure he does not particularly care about those numbers, as he's made very clear. CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb has the third most receptions in an NFL player's first 6 seasons. He's behind Justin Jefferson, and you'll never guess the other one.
Current players?
Yes. Oh, no. This is all, I'm sorry.
History.
This is all time.
Puka Nacua.
Kyle Yeomans.
Okay, Puka Nacua has not been here long all enough to qualify for that.
Okay, Cooper Kupp.
Ooh, Cooper Kupp is an interesting one.
Ja'Marr Chase obviously is the next person I'm thinking of.
It's Jarvis Landry. And that's why I said I didn't think you were going to get it.
He had that 1 year. He had that 1 year.
He had 2 years like that.
It was in receptions-wise. It was just like, give that dude the ball. And so, then he fell off.
Yes, he did. So I think, CeeDee, maybe in this next game, will surpass Justin Jefferson, has a shot to surpass Jarvis Landry as well. All right, Giants or Commanders?
Commanders.
All right.
Let's command this stuff.
They are just, they had a plethora of errors in their last game.
Yes.
Let's go through
all of
some
them.
Of the lowlights.
Okay. All right.
He had an overtime interception on the first pass by Marcus Mariota. And what did that do? Set up the game-winning kick for the Dolphins. You had an injury to Jalen Lane, who led to a new punt returner. That punt returner fumbled the ball Washington would have had the ball at its own 40. And you're like, wow, that's as bad as it gets. But it's not. Matt Gay was not so happy because he missed two field goals. And then let's go to Zach Ertz, who on a 4th-and-1 fell down. And he said if he ran that route again 10,000 times, wouldn't happen again.
10,000, though?
That's, I believe he said 10,000.
But on that one, you did.
Yep.
You know, like, so you're telling coach, hey, I'll do it again, but on that one you specifically did, and that's what you got to look at, is that happened. It's like when people are texting, they're like, oh, if y'all didn't have Brandon Aubrey against the Giants, y'all would have lost. But they did, so here we are. You know, like, that's it happened. Run it better next time.
And, by the way, going back to, I just now saw this text. Wait. Can we stay on hockey? If Robertson is hot in the playoffs, do we have enough space to keep him?
Yeah, there are plenty of lockers in the locker room. All right.
But if you mean cap space, I don't think so.
Oh, cap space?
I don't think so.
We'll have to do some moving.
Yeah, I love math. I'll work on that after Peace-a-thon. All right. For, by the way, one more thing for the Commanders, and this could potentially be a good thing, despite all of those colossal bumbles. Dan Quinn. He took over play calling duties on defense. The result, Washington gave up just 16 points and 311 yards. That was their fewest since the season opening win over the Giants.
Good for them.
Yeah, and they still lost.
Yeah.
Now, speaking.
That's brutal.
It is. God, it is.
We did the best we could this time.
You give up 16 points and 311 yards. Don't you think you're going to win all of those games?
Yes, absolutely.
Or at least you should.
Yeah.
For the Giants, they are going to run the ball. They had 35 carries in their game for 135 yards with two Devin Singletary touchdowns. Now, switching to defense, I'll get it together. Giants linebacker Brian Burns, he had two sacks in week 11, now has a career high 13 sacks this season. I realize that everything kind of falls behind Myles Garrett. But
Brian Burns is having an awesome season.
He really, really is.
Yeah. On a team that's their strongest suit is that bunch right there. Which is kind of crazy whenever you see opponents decide on like fourth down, they're gonna try and run plays that like go directly into that best part of. There's so many other things you can do against this team. Don't go at that.
Right.
But Brian Burns is having an awesome season, and it's one of those. Because he played for Carolina for so long, you're like, eh. And then he goes to the Giants, you're like, eh. And, like, Miles being in Cleveland and being the number one guy this whole time, but Brian Burns' career has been great.
And then just another thing to throw out for you, we talked about, is Jackson Dart going to have to change his approach? Adam Schefter said people both inside the Giants organization and outside have spoken with Dart to urge him to be more thoughtful and careful with when and how he runs the ball.
Okay. That brings me to this conversation then.
Okay.
That happened with Dak.
Yeah.
And then Dak stopped running altogether. And then when whenever it was like, hey, we kind of need, people started complaining about, we need you to run. There is definitely an understanding of the right times. Escapability is important. You also have to be better at blocking for the guy too.
Yeah.
But if that pocket's clean, he shouldn't have to run. So that's on the front office to put an offensive line, which they've put garbage in front of every quarterback in New York for like the last 15 years, it's felt like. So they need to find a way to have a better pocket for him. Then he can pick and choose. Go back and watch Aaron Rodgers' career. Aaron Rodgers was very good at knowing when to escape, and he could do it for 12 yards.
I didn't think we'd be able to loop this back around to T.O. that you mentioned earlier, but check this out. The Eagles. So the Eagles have won consecutive games despite scoring fewer than 20 points in either game.
I know, man.
This is the first time
their opponents have, like,
oh my gosh,
two NFC North opponents that have not scored enough
points. Absolutely. This is the first time they've done that since 2004. What happened that season?
They lost the Super Bowl.
Exactly, with T.O. But yes, they did make it to the Super Bowl that season.
Their quarterback threw up on the sidelines.
Who would have thought?
Different coach, though, Kevin.
That
was Andy Reid at the time.
Nick Sirianni. Is he better?
I'd love to ask those two of them that question.
And then, by the way, you mentioned their defense. They held the Lions in check. Detroit, season low, 6 points. But probably more importantly, they were just 3 of 13 on third down. We will talk more about the Eagles' defense on the money down later because they have been phenomenal.
We've seen both of those offenses score a lot of points.
Yes.
Cowboys' offense. Now, again, this is a... in division game. So you get to, you know these teams better.
Yeah.
Can the Cowboys score more points against this defense that looks like it has found its groove? That's something right now that leading into Philly this week is going to be concerning.
I think they can just because, like, all the positive stuff we've said about George Pickens as well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That is a very good question. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality. And plus, since you asked the question, Corey, let's maybe do a deeper dive and we'll scout the Eagles. All of it in the expressway next on The Fan.
Play action. He's got all day deep to the middle. The ball is tipped and intercepted at the 5-yard line. Here comes Marquise Bell down the left side. On the deflection up to the 35 before he's run out of bounds. Kenneth Murray, dropping in coverage, got his hand on the football, and it floated right to Marquise Bell for the Cowboys' first takeaway of the game.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to scout the Eagles in just a minute, but I wanted to start with some NFL overreaction or reality. Now, it has been pretty amazing to see the fluctuation for the Cowboys' win total. And right now, it's back down to a point that I think is too low, and it will lead to this first question. NFL overreaction or reality? The Dallas Cowboys will win 7 games or more this season.
Reality. I think there's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Two more games they could definitely win. Throw another one in there somewhere. I think they could. And this schedule right here in the next, 3 weeks? 2 weeks really does
12 days.
Yeah. It's tight, and they're going to have a lot of work to do, but I think they can win 7 games. They can win 3 more games. I think they're going to ride a high off of this defense right now. My concern is that one game made them think, all right, we did it, guys.
Yeah.
Especially because everybody's so happy that it happened. Okay. Half the people are so happy that it happened. That they finally saw something that looked like a functional defense.
Right.
Sean said this to Jerry the other day, and I completely agreed. I wanted to watch the defense more. As much fun as I was having watching Pickens, I was like, dude, let's see what Quinton Williams and company can do some more. So I hope that carries over. I hope that defense doesn't settle because there's a lot more work to do. But I think they can. I do.
NFL overreaction or go ahead.
7 games though is a complete letdown.
No, I agree. It's just the betting line has dropped back down to 6.5, or it had, and so I'm like, feels like there's something there to be had. Alec, overreaction reality: the Cowboys will win 7 games or more this season.
Reality, because they do have 2 scheduled wins left in my mind against the Commanders and the Giants at the end of the season. So if you just got to win one more, I would start looking at that Vikings game at home and saying that's a winnable game.
I agree.
Because I still don't know what the hell J.J. McCarthy is. So that could be one of his legacy games, or that could be one of the games where he has 2 interceptions and 100 passing yards.
Right.
I don't really know. But kind of starting to feel a little too confident about this Eagles game on Sunday. I don't know why. I think the biggest part is Lane Johnson being out of that lineup for an offense that has already been sputtering. And I don't think Lane Johnson ever gets enough credit for how good he is and how consistent his level of play has been for the past, it feels like, 25 years he's been playing for that team. But I'm starting to get confident in that matchup. So, yeah, I'd say they can do it.
All right. So if my bonus question was they'll win at least 8 games, or bonus statement.
I can't go there yet.
Okay.
Because, Kevin, I don't know if I told you yesterday or not.
Oh, yeah. That would put them at the mediocre level. Mm. And they're not there yet. Check the chart.
Refer to the chart. Mm-hmm. And currently the chart still has them as sub-mediocre. You are here. All right. And they have not proven that they can beat mediocre or above mediocre teams. Mm. They have proven that they can beat bad or sub-mediocre teams.
Yes.
And they can tie potentially mediocre teams. But they've not proven that they can beat them. So once they do that, then I can go, I can make some more advances on what I think they can do at 8.
All right. Then you know what? I'm going to pivot to another thing because you just mentioned it. Overreaction or reality? The fact that Cowboys' 4 wins are against teams with a combined 9-33 record is very concerning to you.
That's their only wins.
Those are their only wins are against teams that are combined 9-33.
Yeah, that is their only wins. Yeah. Yes, is concerning. But that's why you are where you are on the chart. Because of
check the chart,
it's a reality, and that's why. Like Jerry Jones will say to you,
"Yeah, he did."
I don't, but I will take that under consideration. But if I was the GM/owner, I would have a chart just like this in my office, mm-hmm. behind my desk, behind me.
Would it be framed? Or?
And it would have a magnet where it says "You are here." That way, I can move it up and down and be like, "Hey, guess what, guys." Now that we're better at beating not 9-48 teams or whatever you just said, then yeah, we're good.
It's not that bad, but it's still pretty bad.
214, does Corey have an actual chart? Go to the fan cam.
Yes, he does.
Alec told us all the fan cam things yesterday. Go to the fan cam and you can actually see the chart, or you can see it on Twitter where I posted it at in the majors. Majors is spelled funny.
Oh.
Okay, Alec, overreaction reality. You are concerned very concerned that the Cowboys' four wins are against teams with a combined 9-33 record.
Oh, absolutely. Reality. It is concerning because when I start looking back at the season and the games you didn't win, I felt like there was at least two or three games that you should have won. Whether it was just you are a better team going against a worse team, or you were in position most of the game to win said game. Those two being the Eagles opening the season matchup in week one and then the Green Bay game. I feel like you should have won both of those because you outplayed the other teams for most of the game, but one or two pivotal series costed you those two games. So I do think you should have more wins on your record, but you shot yourself in the foot, whether it was penalties or in those cases the offense fizzling out a couple of times. So yeah, it is really concerning for more than one reason, more than just the number.
You know, he said pivotal moments in games. And I think one of the Jerry, I know Jerry was talking about Dak's leadership. I know you disagreed with him not including Troy Aikman, but
it was a bold move.
But one of the lines, though, he said about Dak was he recognizes what needs to be done in that moment. And I think that is a very important part of leadership. I sent the boys, my son, something that Bill Parcells said about moving on, recognizing the moment. And do I need to bitch about it right now, or do I need to focus on this? I think Dak does a good job at that. I think the rest of the team lacks it. And in game, right now, there is no moment that you can take focus off. This team does not have the space or the leeway to not recognize that every single series is going to be an important series. So this team has to have they have to go into a different mindset for the rest of this season in order to do something they want to do if they want to do something special.
Now, on Sunday, there were 13 games. Seven teams won after trailing in the fourth quarter. Overreaction or reality? Being ahead in the fourth quarter really should be more of an advantage.
One of the things I love about Red Zone is that Scott Hansen will bring up the witching hour. And he was like, where wins become losses and losses become wins.
You know they do that on Underdog as well?
That's fantastic.
That's like a promo time for them.
And Kevin, there's so many days where I hear that and I'll go check all the scores real fast.
Yeah.
And I know if I just look up, they got the scores on the TV. But I'll just go check all the scores because I know it's witching hour. And I'll be like, oh, which ones do I think are about to turn? And dude, it is fun, but that's the parody the leagues wanted. We want fourth quarters, especially with Underdog, right? We want these opportunities. The NFL wants that kind of parody. They don't want blowouts.
No, I get that. It's just, man, it is amazing to me, Alec, that like, oh, you're ahead? Oh, good for you. Maybe 50-50 proposition.
Yes.
It is extremely weird, but like Corey said, it's fun, so I don't mind it. But as a fan of a specific team, it does make me worried. Because like even against a bad team like the Raiders on Monday, you know, you could still say there's a world where they could go 3-and-out on every single drive in the fourth quarter, and somehow Pete Carroll and that offense figure something out. You know, like there, just because in this season alone, we've seen so many close games in the fourth quarter, and after that Giants-Broncos game, I think anything is possible this season.
Right.
So I'm like, until we are done and I see the players doing the post-game interviews on the field, I'm not confident that this game or any game is over. So yeah, it's a reality. For me, it should be, but it also just shows like two sides of the coin. One, are teams just really bad at managing games, or are other teams getting really, really good when it matters? And I like battling that mentally. Like, is this team just really good in clutch moments? Or is the team that gave up the lead just really, really bad when they think it doesn't matter anymore?
The NBA started this, right? With Golden State. No 30-point
lead is safe, yeah.
Like, that's something, and the NFL's like, hey, that was a genius idea. Let's steal it. Also, for whatever reason, Kevin, on my Facebook timeline, Sleepaway Camp has made its way, and I don't understand what's happening here.
You should watch Sleepaway Camp.
Can I just watch the final scene?
No, no. Because you need the, I don't want to say nuance, because I don't think that word should be used in that movie, but you need the buildup. The movie's only like 80 minutes long. You need the buildup to really have the final part hit home for
you. Is that one camp counselor attractive, though? Is that okay? Or
no, there's, look, it is very much an 80s horror movie where they're like, hey.
Lots of crop tops on men.
Yeah, do you like the men showing off? Do you like some hot ladies and murders? There you go. In the movie.
in the movie.
Overreaction or reality? Let's get spicy with this.
Get spicy.
Ashton Jeanty will never be a great running back.
Not with this offensive line.
Ever.
Not with this offensive line. I think, and the other thing about that is you know, you can identify the dysfunctional franchises, yes, in the NFL. Cowboys are as popular as they are, the ability to build a true contender has not existed really. So they're one of them. But you, again, I think you can refer to the chart on this. Mediocre and sub-mediocre and bad teams. The bad teams have a lot of dysfunction, and the Raiders are one of them. They'll try to build an offensive line in front of them, but guess what? They'll give up on that, and they'll say some other coach needs to do this, and some other GM needs to do it, and then they'll forget that they have Ashton Jeanty, and they wanted to build around him in the first place. Kind of similar to what I think that is going to happen with the Mavericks, and they're like, we're going to build around Cooper Flagg, and they're going to forget how to do that in the first place. But I think that Jeanty's going to have to find another organization to play in. But guess what? He won't, because players don't leave teams. The money is too good to stick around for that team. Ask Myles Garrett.
Alec, overreaction or reality, Ashton Jeanty will never be a great NFL running back.
Overreaction. I don't want to give up on him yet. It's awful there. His situation, that offensive line, I knew they were bad. I'd watched their games before going into Monday night's game. I did not realize they were that bad. I think that it's going to get better over time, but I do ultimately think that something could be in play. Think about what happened with Saquon in New York, where the money from another team was just too high. The Raiders say, you know, you're production was cool and all, but you didn't take us anywhere.
He recognized the dysfunction of the team, of the organization,
exactly,
too. Yeah,
and
yeah,
he just says, look, I love it here, but I'm fine with leaving to go to a better team. And he flips to another organization and goes and wins there and plays behind a stout offensive line. I could see a world where that happens, where they're like, hey, we don't want to pay a ton of money to a guy that we know he has a short shelf life because of his position and the nature of the running back position. And we know we're not going to be competitive, so we're not going to pay him. So I could see a Saquon Barkley move happening for him down the road if he's still playing at that level.
Okay, I like that. NFL overreaction or reality, Josh Allen has surpassed Patrick Mahomes as the most exciting player in the NFL. He threw that awful pick, and then he had 6 touchdowns. And it just feels like, including a two-handed chest pass. And so, like, it just feels like Josh Allen does the things that Patrick Mahomes used to do.
Patrick Mahomes still does them. We're just not watching as much anymore. And it's not as consistently.
Yes.
Stat compiling.
Yeah.
Is Drake May making his way into this conversation right now? And it's funny Jackson's not in there. Because after last year, Lamar Jackson played the best quarterback he's ever played last year.
And he is a very exciting player to watch. Because this doesn't necessarily mean best at all.
I think Matthew Stafford's an exciting quarterback right now. But I think you're dead
interesting,
on.
Interesting, because I don't think I would say that.
Well, you know what? Get with it, Kevin!
Oh,
no, I'm just joking. I think he is because of the position. Like, he plays the position so well. But you're right. Josh Allen does all these things. Should he have to? That for me, some of the things that he has to do, I'm like, man, did you build your team correctly? Or are you just like, well, Josh will take care of it? But yeah, I think you got something. Jackson Dart had made his way into the conversation. A young guy, he can run, he can throw and do all those things. You got a point though.
Now, Alec, I want to get your opinion, but split decision here on my recommendations from the 972. Kevin, you owe me 45 minutes of my life back from watching that horrible movie. They said they fast forward watched it. again, I don't want to use the word nuance, but you need to take in the whole thing. And then from the 469, I went and saw Anne Juliet on Kevin's recommendation, and it was amazingly entertaining and as clever as anything I've ever seen. Thank you for the recommendation, Kevin, even if it was a musical. So some positive feedback, a lot of really negative feedback. Anne Juliet, I would give a recommendation to on a more like straightforward platform. But I still think you should watch Sleepaway Camp. Overreaction or reality to you then, Alec? Josh Allen has surpassed Patrick Mahomes as the most exciting player in the NFL.
It feels so weird.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To say, but I'll say reality, just because it feels like he's still making the plays that we used to laud Mahomes for making every yes. single week. It just feels like the volume of wow plays aren't there anymore. It's just not there for Mahomes, but the consistent good play from Mahomes is like he's still one of the best quarterbacks to touch a field in this generation. That's fine, and he's still playing really good football right now. But Josh Allen is just doing it in a more flashy manner, and I saw a tweet that actually happened before this past NFL week where a Bills fan said, "My favorite part of watching Josh Allen play on Sundays is the part where he sets some sort of NFL record every single week that you've never heard of."
Yeah.
And it's true. He sets or breaks some sort of record, ties some sort of record that you didn't know existed, and you're like, huh. He really is insane, isn't he? And it's every single week. And
it's true. Yeah,
and even the bad plays are exciting. The two-handed chest pass was stupid, but it was exciting.
Mm-hmm. He's right about that.
I agree.
And it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I got one more for
you. But I was very excited.
Are you not entertained?
Mm-hmm.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Packers are not a serious Super Bowl threat. They love to play down to their competition. And by the way, all three of their losses, they've given up 16 points or fewer. And so it's not their defense, and that's the most losses they've had in that scenario since 1978. And then Milt Williams goes on injured reserve. I know they're 6-3-1, but I say overreaction or reality, the Packers are not a serious Super Bowl threat.
Two things.
tell me.
1-469 Josh Allen might be the most overrated of the modern quarterbacks. That's fine.
Wow.
That wasn't what he asked, though. He
in
said
your face,
entertaining. Also, the Packers lack a run game. Josh Jacobs is a good running back, but the fact that he's hurt and they don't use him enough, they are a team built on explosive plays, but it's the things in between the explosive plays that I don't think they're good at. And that is, and this goes to the offense specifically. Their offense has a tendency to be like, well, we can get back 15 yards.
Right.
And you know what? If we can just get this 40-yard pass downfield, there are things in between that you have to be able to do to get you to that. Those are there's setups. There's lots of other things that get you there. When you're not getting the 6 yards to put you in good position for a big play on second down, then you have problems. And I think them not running the ball effectively is one of the main keys for them. So, yeah, they can't be a one-dimensional offense and be a Super Bowl contender.
Alec, what say you?
It's a reality, and I like what Corey wrapped up with there, is that you can't have just one single identity. You can't be good at one thing. It seems like most of these offenses that do make deep playoff pushes in the 20th century are going to be teams that, you know, 20th and 21st, I should say, because like the way the league is going towards offense and just pushing for offense is you have to have multiple looks. You have to have multiple identities. When your quarterback is having a bad game, lean on your run game. When your run game is getting stuffed, air out the ball. You have to play complementary football on the offensive side of the ball because teams will try to eliminate what you're good at. That's just simple X's and O's football. And I think about the Eagles last year. It felt like they were good at everything on offense. They could run the ball because they had Saquon Barkley in the running back renaissance year. They had A.J. Brown doing good things. They had Devontae Smith looking like another number one receiver alongside A.J. Brown. They had one of the best tight ends in football. And Dallas Goedert, one of the best offensive lines. Like, they were good at everything, and they won the Super Bowl. You have to be good at everything. You have to be good at least momentarily to try to win those games, especially in the playoffs.
Now, we're going to switch gears here. Alec, if you can go ahead, we're going to continue the content, but switch the subject matter. If you can go ahead and give me cut number 6, want to do some more scouting of the Eagles.
Now it's started. A lot of time, no one open, pressure, looking around, and he is slammed. Jalen Carter gets home, his first sack of the year.
By the way, from the 469, I'm a Packers fan, and this is reality. And then a confusing pair of texts from the 682. From the 682, why is all you sports heads so willing to accept the Chiefs suck this season? And then they followed up with the Chiefs suck, deal with it. I don't know what part of that segment you heard and was like, man, the Chiefs are badass and are going to win the Super Bowl. They might not even make the damn playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really discuss much about the Chiefs.
Yeah, so there you go.
But hey, man, you do you.
Fair enough. All right, on the Eagles front, do you want to talk more about their defense to get it dialed up or the offense?
Let's start with the defense for sure. Right. That's where they begin as a team because their offense doesn't have an identity right now.
Yes. No, I agree with you on that. So Vic Fangio's group, they're looking more and more like the 2024 group, and that was the number one defense in the league. And I want to talk about the money downs. The money downs, third down, used to be third down. Now it is expanded out to third and fourth down. We already told you that the Lions, 3 of 13, I believe it was, on third down. But check this out. Detroit loves to go for it on fourth down, right?
Mm-hmm.
0 for 5 on fourth down against the Eagles. It really has been looking more and more like the Eagles, when you get to the money downs defensively, that's when they really dial it up. Because I know for the entirety of the season, I believe they do still have some like mediocre kind of defensive stats. But if you look at the way this has been trending, if you look at the way the defenses have been going with the addition of Jalen Phillips, you have seen a difference, man. And like, we'll get to this on the offense as well. It feels like with the Eagles, when it matters the most, that is when they play their best.
Yeah, Cooper Jean is the second-ranked cornerback in the league, too.
Probably should be behind Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Guess where Quinyon Mitchell is?
Four?
Ten.
Okay, that feels
low. So they have two of the top ten corners in the league. The only team that has two in the top ten, other than them, is Denver, who Denver's the best, right? Like, Denver is, you look at that and you just go Patrick Surtain, but that's what you have with the Eagles secondary right now. I often wonder, because the first thing you usually see is, who's that secondary coach? He needs to be a head coach now.
Right.
But how much of this is Vic Fangio's, the way the defense is built and the way that he coaches? Because Bill Belichick was very good at having good secondary players, right? But then you say, oh, when those players leave, they're not quite the same player anymore.
Sure.
Why is that? Well, it's the coaching. It's the attention to detail.
You always think that's the best compliment of a coach, right? Like, an unsaid compliment is, you see all these players that you did it with, and then they're like, oh, they're not. Okay, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nobody saw my face.
Okay. But yeah. See, but that's the thing. I have human reactions, too. And my human reaction was to you immediately looking at Alec for that.
The other thing is, the Cowboys have now picked up on this. The defense for the Philadelphia Eagles starts in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, that's where this thing begins. And, Kevin, that makes it difficult on third down. Because of what they do on first and second down, and then they also have pressure up the middle on third down, that's why they're as good as they are at what they do. Because of the front, they have good linebackers, and then they have elite secondary players that are also assisted by what's up front. We've asked many players over time which one's more important. I think we're finding out how important it is up the middle and in that defense, on that defensive line, what those guys can do to help the others.
Now, offensively, because believe it or not, I think their offense is way, way more interesting, because I think it's clear, and you just walk through it. Their defense is really good.
Yeah.
Now,
they have talent.
Yeah, their offense is more complicated. I will present
it has
you
the potential to be,
yes,
really good.
Yes, I will present you with the same player and shockingly different statistics. Jalen Hurts, their quarterback. You might have heard of him. He has been held under 200 yards six times this season. That's not good. But his passing touchdowns versus interceptions is 16-1.
I want to know the percentages. I'd love to find this number. How often they were in third and short situations last year and were able to pick up 10 yards, as opposed to saying, we're going to tush-push twice and pick this up. I think Kellen Moore can be a big difference here with the way the offense looks. I'm just going big picture first. Then we can narrow it down. But I think that Kellen Moore, we saw Kellen Moore here.
Sure.
He can design some really good, big, explosive plays for a team. And I think that is missing from this group.
How much of that do you think is a function of struggling Saquon Barkley?
Offensive line is that whole group? Absolutely. And there are times when I see them hand the ball off to Saquon where I go, I would absolutely dump that off. That would have been something out in the flats to him. Or Jalen Hurts doesn't even look in the flat to see him open on other plays,
right,
that they can pick up the yards they need. So the way this offense functions, Kevin, I don't think it's functioning as easy as whenever Kellen Moore had that thing going.
And this is just a shocking discrepancy to me. This year, they have 115 rushing yards per game. That's like middle of the pack. Last year was 179,
yeah,
which was second.
They used him a lot.
And he was spectacular last year.
Yeah, he got the opportunities. And I do wonder, you say that he's not doing well. I wonder how much of that has to do with maybe he was used too much last year and he just doesn't have the same.
I cannot rule that out.
Versus maybe this offensive line just doesn't have it. Can I throw something out real quick? Johnson out.
Yep.
Backup Fred Johnson. So I just think it's amazing they have two Johnsons. One is the starter, and then the other Johnson just like, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll fill in.
Yeah, Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what people do.
So no more tears.
I like it. I wonder how many people in our audience understand that. Yeah, Lane Johnson, still waiting for specifics because I know they were going to get a second opinion. But the thought is that it won't necessarily, this Lynn's Frank sprain won't necessarily be season ending, but maybe go on IR, could be out 4 to 6 weeks. All right, let's talk about the very movable force versus the very resistible object.
All right.
All right. The just terrible parts about both of these teams going head to head. The Cowboys are god awful on third down defense. We have discussed this. Just terrible.
Says who?
Says the numbers.
How were they on against the Raiders?
They made their first stop all season on third and one. So they're trending
in your
upward.
Face, Kevin.
They are now.
You said they could never do it.
They've now only given up 18 of 19 third and ones.
Hey, that's a start.
But here's good news. The Eagles, they're almost as bad on third down offense. Their conversion rate, 34%. That's fourth worst than the league. So you have.
Because they know they can get it on fourth. What's their fourth down conversion rate?
I'm going to have to check on
that.
Give
me a minute.
But you think about it, you have the worst third down defense going against the fourth worst third down offense. So it does very much feel like that is going to be what swings this game. I know you can say that about plenty of NFL games, but it feels like in particular this one, since neither team is very good at it.
Okay, I think just very specifically, they are that because they will go for the tush push on third down and two and say, that's
it.
Fine,
yeah.
We'll do fourth and one next. And their conversion rate on fourth and one, or fourth down, their fourth down conversion rate is 64%. So I think that has a factor in it. But I agree with you, Kevin. The Cowboys got to figure a way out to not let that happen. Don't even get them in positions to have a third and two or third and one situation,
yeah.
Because they're going to tush push, and you don't know how to stop it. Nobody does. So I think that's a factor. I need to go look at attempts, though, because I think that's a big factor there, too.
Yeah.
I found it.
I was going to say, last year, fourth down conversion rate was 57%. So they're better than average, but like not off the charts better. They're eighth in terms of fourth down conversion, it looks like.
Oh, they only have
year.
17 fourth down attempts.
You would have thought it would have been a lot more.
Heck yeah,
so
I would have.
So see?
Carolina has 27.
That is weird. Maybe Carolina's been in games where, like, who cares? But they have a better record than the Cowboys.
And they have a 66% advantage there. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
But
uh-huh.
They also stink on third down. So.
And then the other thing to throw out there is we talked about how Philly's good on the money defensive downs. They are good when it counts in the red zone. They have the best touchdown conversion rate in the red zone in the NFL. And in terms of their offense, league low 4 turnovers.
Wow.
So, like, that's why I think they're so interesting. Their quarterback doesn't throw for a lot of yards, but he doesn't turn the ball over. They struggle terribly converting third downs, but then when they get into the red zone, they're touchdown machines. It is a fascinating dynamic. With the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and coming up next, time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Kevin, we'll discuss Jerry Rice. Have you ever been tricked? And cryogenics. Next on The Fan.
Ooh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.